Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast. I'm Anthony Adshead, storage editor for ComputerWeekly.com. With me, I have Mathieu Gourges, who is CEO of Vigitrust. And today, we're going to be talking about the PCI DSS European Community Meeting that's coming up in Dublin in a couple of weeks, from October the 22nd to October the 24th. So, Mathieu, the first question I wanted to ask you is, what will the event cover and why are people talking, getting together to talk about PCI when we're still spending a lot of time thinking about GDPR and CCPA? So that's the first question, Mathieu.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, first of all, PCI DSS covers organizations that either transmit, store, or process credit card holder data. So credit card holder data is one of the types of data that would be covered under GDPR and also under CCPA, and in fact under other privacy and security regulations. The history of the standard is that it was created 14 years ago by Visa, MasterCard, Discover, JCB, and American Express, who each had their own security standard that merchants and acquiring banks needed to comply with. And so they got together to essentially create one single standard that was superseding or complementing their own standards. So today we have a suite of about 13 technical standards, with new standards coming up on a regular basis. And they cover standards for merchants taking credit cards, for payment service providers, for acquiring banks, payment application, integration of payment solutions by integrators, as well as software security. The current version of the standard is the PCI DSS 3.2.1, and at the event in Dublin, they're going to unveil some of the changes that are coming up with a major revision, which is version 4.0. In a nutshell, from a storage and compliance perspective, the high-level vision of it is that there are 12 high-level requirements with different controls that are either technical, policy-based, or training-based, or a mix, and which essentially tell organizations what to do with regards to transmitting, storing, or processing credit card holder data.
Thanks, Mathieu. That's a great little potted history there, and a short preview of what we can expect. Going into more detail, what can we expect from the event, and in particular with relevance to storage, backup, data protection, etc.?
So if you look at credit card holder data protection, there are a number of sessions at the event in Dublin on October 22nd to 24th that will cover data scoping. So which data is in scope, which cardholder data is in scope. The definition of cardholder data for PCI is reasonably clear within the standards. However, there are some parts of the data that can be stored, others that are do not store, like a CVV or a CV2, depending on where you're based. There's sessions on point-to-point encryption that look at encrypting the data and storage and compliance of encrypted data. There's also sessions on the new software security framework, which is for payment applications. There's a number of sessions around cloud computing and how do you actually store credit card holder data or transmit credit card holder data from a payment application based on an e-commerce site or on a mobile device going back into the cloud. And as such, essentially they're going to cover how to map your ecosystem, how to ensure that the right data is kept and the toxic data, so to speak, is taken away, how to store that data, how to document all of that in order that you're ready for full assessment by a qualified security assessor if you need to get an external accredited assessor, or for you to indeed submit your self-assessment questionnaire. And I think that we can expect some very lively talks. There's also going to be some talks about mapping PCI to other frameworks like the NIST cybersecurity framework. And I think that the real value of the event is to network with your peers and understand what they do in order to store the data correctly, to transmit data according to the standard, and make sure that if data is being processed, it's not putting them at risk either for PCI or indeed for GDPR or other regulations.
Thanks, Mathieu. That's the end of this podcast, but we will have an update from Mathieu on the events after the event. Thanks very much.